Hello, what is up guys? Eman from PesoSmartPH here and welcome sa panibagong episode. Shoutout din sa mga podcast listeners. Today, discuss natin yung mga factors na nakaka-affect sa stock prices. So, let's get started. So, first, supply and demand. Ito medyo simple lang. Hindi natin kailangan gawing komplikado. So, unang point dito is high demand and low supply. So basically, the buyers are more than the sellers. So the prices increase. And then yung pangalawa is low demand and then high supply naman. Buyers are less than the sellers. So the prices decrease. Yun lang basically yung supply and demand. And then what drives the willingness of the sellers to sell and the buyers to buy? So, ano nga ba yung rason nila kung bakit nila gusto ibenta yung particular stock na yun? And yung reason ng buyers kung bakit nila gusto bilhin yung stock na yun? So, yung una is market or investor sentiment. Basically, yun lang yung parang trend. Current trend kung, for example, yung SPC. Recently, talagang upward trend siya. So, yung parang market or investor sentiment is nasa positive side. So, yung value ng stock is nag-i-increase. So, is the market a bull market ba? Yun yung parang usapin ngayon, di ba? And is it a bear market ba? Kasi nga, since nagsispread yung coronavirus sa buong mundo na. And dito, syempre, sa Southeast Asia, since sa China nag-originate yung virus. So, naapektuhan yung mga local markets dito sa Southeast Asia. So, medyo naging parang bearish yung mga markets. Pero, basically, ano lang yan eh. Market or investor sentiment lang siya. Hindi naman talaga siya maglalast that long. Parang yun lang current trend. And reality is, no one can really tell how the stock market will perform on any given day. Kasi nga, puro hunches lang yan eh. Parang predictions lang and parang forecast. So, hindi mo masasabi na, oy, ngayong araw, tataas yung ganitong stock. Ganitong araw, babagsak yan. Syempre, pag minsan may mga tumatama kasi nga forecast eh, diba? Pero you can't be 100% sure na yun yung mangyayari kung ano yung pinipredict mo. So, si Warren Buffett, galing to sa isang article from CNBC. Sabi niya, sabi doon, with that in mind, Buffett doesn't even try to guess how current events will play out in the market. I don't think I can make money by predicting what's going to go on the next week or next month. And then dinagdag niya, I do think I can make money by predicting what will go on in the next 10 years. So siya rin, 'di ba? Nagpe-predict lang siya, hindi niya sinasabi na naka-set na to sa it's set in stone na ito yung mangyayari. Kasi nga, you can't really tell. May mga businesses na pwede mag-thrive within the next 10, 20, 30 years and then yung iba, magdi-disappear na lang siya, malulugi, di ba? Magsasara. So, kailangan lang natin gawin yung due diligence natin and tingnan natin kung okay ba, healthy ba sila financially. Matcha-check nyo naman yung mga publicly traded companies eh. Matcha-check mo yung books nila. It's available to the public kasi nga publicly traded businesses sila. Okay, move on tayo to the next one. It's the news. So from Investopedia, kinuha ko to doon. Well, sabi nila, while it is hard to quantify the impact of news or unexpected developments inside a company, industry or the global economy, you can't argue that it does influence investor sentiment. So, ito yung news. Na-influence lang din niya talaga is investor sentiment, which reflects dun sa performance or like parang yung napaperceive ng tao sa current state ng market. Then from Get Smarter About Money, sabi nila, company news and performance, news releases on earnings and profits and future estimated earnings. So, like, yung mga articles na nakikita nyo na, for example, yung DMC, nag-drop daw yung net profit nila, like, the last quarter of 2019, something like that. mga ganong news, naka-affect din yan sa stock prices kasi nga, uy, noong 2018, yung income nila, yung net income nila is 1 billion. Noong 2019, naging 800 million na lang, di ba? So, less than 200 million yung income nila. Example lang yun, hindi yung exact numbers. But, yeah, naka-affect din sa stock prices. For sure. And then, Investopedia, quarterly financial reports indicate how a company did in recent months and may contain clues for near future. So, ito, yung isang article na to, kasi diba parang tinatarget ni President Duterte yung ABS-CBN, Manila Water, and like yung ibang oligarchs nga. So, yeah, naka-apekto siya din sa stock price, lalo na yung Manila Water. Ayan o. Then yun, nag-release pa sila nito, yung profit nila down by 16% noong 2019. Pero I think early February or January, sobrang nag-plummet yung stock prices ng Manila Water kasi nga, it's uncertain kung ano ba mangyari doon sa company na yun. And then ngayon, naka-recover na naman siya kahit papaano. And then, itong next one, yung ABS-CBN nga, yung pag-renew ng franchise sila, ng broadcasting franchise sila. So, nagkakaroon din ng uncertainty kung magsasarba sila or like mag-continue yung operation sila. So, naka-affect din yun ng bahagya dun sa stock prices ng ABS-CBN. Next one is the economy. So, medyo kadikit to nung supply and demand. Pero kasi mas magandang ihiwalay mo yung supply demand and demand eh, kasi sobrang simple lang niya. And then, yun, yung economy kasi is a much broader subject. And then from Investopedia, sabi nila, government economic reports are always news as they suggest the strength or weakness of the economy, the consumer, and key industry sectors. So, yung key industry sectors is like yung power, ganyan, retail, mga businesses, yung parang nature ng businesses. Then mining. Then Investopedia ulit, sabi nila, typically, stock market and economic performance will often be aligned. Thus, when the stock market is performing well, it is usually a function of a growing economy. Economic growth can be measured in several ways, but one of the most prominent is by following gross domestic product GDP. So I think sobrang na-discuss to, like nung elementary pa lang, high school, college. Lagi na-discuss yung GDP na yan. And from Finance Zax, sabi nila, macroeconomic factors such as interest rates, yan mahalaga yan. Inflation, unemployment, and economic growth often move stock markets. Kasi yung interest rate, na-discuss ko na yun sa isang video eh. Check out nyo na lang dun sa ay nalalabas dyan. Na-discuss ko yung interest rate. Related siya dun sa compounding interest. Interest rate is like yung, for example, babayara mo, pag nag-finance ka ng kotse, gusto mong bumiling kotse, pa-finance mo siya yun. May interest rate siyang kailangan mong bayaran within like 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years. Depende dun sa terms. And, yun. Bale, kung yung 1 million na kotse gusto mong bilhin, mayiging parang 1.2 million, sabihin natin. Na 2% lang interest rate mo. Joke, 20% pala yun. Mali ako. Pero anyway, example lang yun. Pero kung gagamitin mo naman yung interest rate on your advantage, so, bali compounding interest siya. Bali, mag-invest ka, for example, 5% yung growth every year, and then, like, lahat nung ma-earn mo, interest payments na nabigay sa'yo, dividend payments, o ano man yun, is re-reinvest mo lang. So, the next year, mag-earn din yun ng interest. So, compounding interest, basically. So, si Warren Buffett ulit, CNBC pa rin to, sabi niya, sabi doon, more broadly, Buffett said that the US economy is still strong, though it had become a little softer than it was 6 months ago. Business is down, but it's down from a very good level, he described. So, I think ibig niya sabihin nun is, yun nga, syempre, maganda yung state ng economy, like, the last 6 months, so, last year yun. So ngayon, sinasabi niya na it's down from a very good level. I think kasi yung stock price nga is medyo bumaba, so mas makabili siya ng mas mura, di ba? Okay, move on tayo to the next one, which is politics. So the political situation, negotiations between countries or companies, product breakthroughs, mergers and acquisitions, and other unforeseen events can impact stocks and the stock market. A belief by investors that control of the government by one party or the other will hurt or benefit them can move the market as a whole. So political factors that range from relations with other nations to government policies can affect share prices. And in relation din dun sa current state ng politics is sa Philippines. So yung isang example yan is yung sin tax, di ba? So basically naapektuhan nun yung tobacco and liquor companies. And yung ABS-CBN din in relation dun sa news kanina, na tina-target sila ng government, and then yung Manila Water din. Same thing, di ba? So dahil nagpe-play ng role yung government, naapektuhan yung stock prices itong mga companies na to, ng mga parang tina-target ng, you know, ng Malacanang. Then lastly is external and uncontrollable factors. So example na is natural disasters or calamities. So most recently yung Taal Volcano explosion. So medyo nagpo-pull out yung mga foreign investors kasi nga parang hindi magandang ilagay yung pera sa Philippines at that time. Pero na-recover naman tayo dun ng konti. And yeah, eventually ma-recover din natin like yung binagsak ng stock market. Which was caused by that disaster. And then ibang examples, tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons, and earthquakes. And then ito yung epidemic and virus scare. So currently yung coronavirus COVID-19, and yung usapin currently na yun nga, like magla-lockdown ba yung mga city, Metro Manila. So yeah, marami na rin nagpa-panic buying ng mga ng stocks ng food, not stocks na stock ah, like supplies. And yeah, I think di naman dapat tayo mag-panic ng sobra. Kailangan lang natin, you know, maging disiplinado and mag-ingat. Kung kaya nyo mag-work from home, do it. And kung meron kayong parang sipon or ubo, mag-mask kayo palagi. And yeah, lagi lang maghugas ng kamay. Then si Warren Buffett ulit, CNBC. So no Monday morning, ito din yung time na sobrang bumagsak yung stock market dito sa Philippines. So yeah, CNBC, Buffett called the coronavirus very scary stuff, saying that the outbreak is now front and center, the main threat to US companies and the economy. And then despite the coronavirus's impact on markets, Buffett, who is famous for his long-term investing, said that investors shouldn't panic by selling stocks based or get caught up in today's headlines. So yeah, ganun lang din yung ginagawa ko. Nakikita ko na yung unrealized profit or loss ko is like nasa loss column na. Unlike, ang laki na nung nawala doon sa initial investment na nilagay ko sa mga stocks na binili ko. Pero hindi ko siya pinapansin kasi nga it's time for me to buy more on a bargain. Like yung DMC, I think yung low niya is 4.95 and binili ko yun on average is 7.7 pesos. Like I think 9K na yung lugi ko dun sa stock na yun. Kasi marami ako nung binili dati kasi nga medyo mataas naman yung yield niya. So pag nakabili pa ulit ako ng mas marami ngayon, mas mataas pa lalo yung yield na mabibigay sa akin kasi nag-announce sila ng dividend sila, which will be I think ex date niya is March 18 and which will be paid like early April or late March, I'm not sure of the exact date. But yeah, wag lang tayo magpanic, hold on lang natin yung mga stocks na binili natin, lalo na yung mga dividend paying stocks. And then ito, galing sa GMA News, PSEI bleeds 6.76% to post worst close in over 4 years. So, noong 2016 pa, yung last na mababang close ng PSEI, which was 6311.60. Diba? Sobrang baba. And then, like, nung Monday, 6312.61 siya. So, nga yun, panic. Nagpapanic yung mga tao, nagpapanic yung mga investors. Okay, yun na yung end. Recap lang tayo. Factors that affect the prices in the stock market. First one is supply and demand. Then number 2, news. Number 3, economy. Number 4 is politics. And then last and not the least is external and uncontrollable factors. Alright, end na natin yung episode here. Like and share nyo rin if natripan nyo tong content ko. Remember, every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday ako nag-upload. So before we end, meron tayong quote from Warren Buffett. Sabi niya, buy a stock the way you would buy a house. Understand and like it such that you'd be content to own it in the absence of any market. So yeah, si Warren Buffett yung nagsabi nun. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want more of my content, be sure to leave a rating, give a like, share it, and subscribe. Your feedback is always welcome and appreciated. And remember, be passive smart. See ya.